Hello, I'm Will Land, and you're listening to St. Andrew's very own Desert Island Discs on Star. For those of you who don't know the premise of the show, it's super simple. I have one guest, one B-Nook, on the show. We chat and we play their 8 Desert Island Discs. Today I've got the head of Lumsden as my guest. As well as being the head of Lumsden, she's the vice president of the St. Andrew's Women for Women Society and the promo girl for Stereoscope magazine. Celia Rosamond uses the 3 words powerhouse, dedicated, and Mandy to describe her. She's none other than Samantha Anderson. Sam, hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. I love that Mandy's in there already.
Yeah, can you explain Mandy? Why are you Mandy?
Yeah, Mandy is the alter ego to my very serious side, and she is drunk Samantha. So she goes by Mandy because she's much more fun than me, so...
Mandy's a fun Sam.
Mandy is super fun Sam, yeah.
And would you agree with powerhouse and dedicated?
I'd like to agree with that, yes. I don't know if it's a little self-absorbed too, but yeah, definitely powerhouse over here.
And do you think the Lumsden girls would agree?
Yes, they better, yes.
They have no say in it. For those who don't know, Lumsden Club is what exactly?
We're an all-female charity organization here at St. Andrews. We're about 40 girls, and we do local volunteering and fundraising. And our primary aims are to support the arts and women and children's charities.
And when was it founded?
2001. Yeah, so it's relatively new, but I think we've done a lot in the short time we've had.
And what would you think of parallels being made between Lumsden and the KK?
Oh, God, it's... I think they're a little ridiculous because I understand we're both single sex, but we really do very different things, and we both have, you know, great aims, but very different aims, and I think we do them in slightly different ways, so there's some differences.
2 different organizations.
Yeah.
And I believe the KK have just allowed girls to join. Would Lumsden ever let, like, could I join Lumsden? I
mean, you know, it's not something that we really discuss because we're doing great the way we are, and, you know, we like being an organization that women can join. It can be a nice kind of, and I hate to use the word sisterhood, but it is kind of a sisterhood. And
sisterhood.
I'm not sure if that's going to be something that we discuss anytime soon. But
sisters doing it for themselves.
Yep.
Love it. Your first song, Here Comes the Sun, by the Beatles.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, as most of you know, hopefully, our PIMS theme this year is kind of swinging 60s, British 60s music theme, and our tagline has been Here Comes the Sun, and thankfully for the past 2 days, the sun's been here.
So it's been so nice.
It's appropriate for many things.
And I'm now officially a Lumsden lady. that was Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. Curious to know a bit more about PIMS this year.
Yeah.
What can we expect from PIMS?
Great, great things. I think it's going to be a much better event than it's been in the past. We've had really great PIMS, but I really think that this one is going to be knocked out of the park. We've got a brand new venue that's closer to St. Andrews. It's big. It's beautiful. It's a little bit easier, I think, if you want to partake in the alcoholic beverages. You can't get lost at this venue, which is a nice change from last year.
Always a bonus.
We're going to have some great music, everything from Motown, some folk, some live bands, some DJs. So it'll be something for everybody that they can dance and get into. And then obviously we're going to have the beautiful Lumsden girls and our PIMS, great bar, some fun things going on. And I think the theme is something that everybody can kind of get into and have some fun with. So
fun universal theme.
Yeah.
Can you tell us where the location is, or is that all quite?
Yeah, no, it's no one's going to know where it is, I don't think, but it's called Nighty. It's only about 10 minutes away from St. Andrews. But it's really beautiful. I've been up there to see it a couple of times, and really great. I'm very pleased.
And when is it?
It's April 26th, but our ticket sales are going to be April 9th at 1 p.m. outside the library. And actually can let you know first that we are going to be offering some vouchers to Fresh Looks for the first 250 people who buy tickets. So you're definitely going to want to get there before everybody else.
Star exclusive right there.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I've been 2 years running. Not last year, by the way, but first and second year. And
I
absolutely loved it.
I remember us kicking you out at some point.
Maybe. Just chundering behind the tent. Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, it was a nice location and it was sort of a good feel.
Yeah.
But it was kind of, yeah. I'm curious to see what's going to be different.
Yeah, I mean, we also think that a lot of people like PIMS because it's not King Cal. It's not, you know, your normal venue. And I think that our old venue was starting to get a little too normal, like everyone expected it.
Yeah.
So this year we put a lot of work into finding something kind of fresh and exciting.
Mix it up, keep it fresh.
Yeah. Cool.
And is it like the PIMS deal? Do we get like a certain amount of token? Like how does
work? We'll release all that. Honestly, we're still kind of figuring things out as well in terms of like the PIMS and licensing and whatever, but I think every year we, you know, do find a way that it's like responsible drinking because we obviously don't want to go out of control. But it's, I mean, no one's ever had complaints. We've never heard anything serious. It's always just been little things like there were no heaters, so I was cold while I was outside. Oh. And guess what? We're going to have heaters. We're
nice.
Very happy about this.
Prepared.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. So as well as being involved with, well, being the head of Lumsden Club, you're the vice president of the St. Andrews Women for Women Society, which is relatively new.
Yeah, we actually were only founded last year, but I would say this year is our first real year of being a presence on, you know, in the community. So,
and what's the aim of the society?
We are part of Women for Women International, which is a larger charity, obviously, and they help women in conflict and post-conflict areas. So every year they pick a country like Iraq or Afghanistan, and they help the women in that area. So this year we've kind of just been fundraising and trying to get our, you know, roots in the ground here. And we've also got some fun events coming up for that. We've got a salon night on the 23rd, so you go to Charlie Taylor, pay £10, and you get like a whole treatment and a blowout and whatever.
Ooh.
It really changed my life because I found rock and oil there, so it's a big deal for me. And then we're also doing a 5K run on May 4th on, I think, West Sands. I always get them confused.
West Sands.
But we'll have more information. I won't be running, but
you
I
won't?
Will definitely be cheering.
Who is running?
I mean, we're going to send it out to some sports teams and see if anyone's interested, and I'm sure some the girls and women for women will do it. I am just not personally physically fit to do that.
And if anybody was interested in getting involved with Women for Women, how could they go about doing
that? Oh, absolutely. We've got a Facebook page. We are now we're now one of the societies with the union, so you can find us through the union. We're really looking for everybody and anybody who's interested, not just girls. It's totally open to anybody, so we really strongly encourage that.
Strongly encouraged.
Strongly.
Your next song kind of suits both Lumsden and Women for Women Society, I guess. Sisters Doing It For Themselves by Aretha Franklin. Why?
Yeah.
Why this song?
Because sisters are doing it for themselves. Good morning.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello, darling.
This is our wonderful producer. She's my favourite. So that was Sisters Doing It For Themselves. Great tune. Sam was singing along.
Love it.
Absolutely love it. I want to go back to Lumsden and ask a bit about, I know applications and stuff are over and whatnot, but for those who are keen to get involved for next year, how could they do about being a new Lumsden lady?
I mean, I think the best way to get involved with Lumsden, since we are done with accepting new girls, is really just to come to our events and support our charities and support the things we do.
Buy a PIMS ticket.
Buy a PIMS. I mean, that would be one way to do a good deed for a day. But we typically only take first years. We have like a kind of different process for girls who aren't in first year. But Freshers Week, we do recruitment drinks just for people to get to know a little bit more about us and answer any questions, do a little presentation, whatever. And then we have two rounds of interviews. And they're not nearly as scary as one makes them out to be, and we don't ask anything like,
is it all of you sat there? Or?
First round is just some of the girls, and then the second round is the whole club.
And how many is the whole club?
It's about 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's quite intense.
It's really, I mean, we've all done it and come out the other side and nobody's like emotionally scarred from it. So
you say that. You
didn't. If anything, I thought this was, I mean, it was a really good professional experience because it's like, you know, you haven't really done internships yet in first year and then you go into an interview and you have to kind of present yourself. And mm-hmm. I thought it was a really good experience whether or not I got in, which I did. So
clearly you aced the interview, winning. Yeah. Have you got any funny stories about interviews?
Oh, God.
What sort of questions do you ask?
I mean, it really varies. Like, we try to keep them interesting so that people, like, don't just come out with a robotic answer. But, you know, some of the fun ones we'll ask, actually similar to you, we'll ask, you know, if you were to be on a desert island and could only bring three things, what would you bring and why? So, you know, if you had, like, we used to ask if you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? But then we stopped doing that because it was a little
weird.
Yeah, morose. it kind of implied we were going to kill them, so.
Maybe you would.
Yeah.
And are there sort of initiations once these people join, or?
Or
is that all hush-hush?
Confirm nor deny any of that.
I mean, I've heard all sorts of horrendous stories.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
I mean, I've heard some of them, too. Just like a couple of weeks ago, someone told me, I can't repeat it on the radio, but someone told me a crazy one. Just like, what?
Where does this come from?
Where could you find 40 people willing to do that?
I think you'd be surprised. There's a lot of weirdos around.
Yeah.
Okay, so as well as Lumsden and Women for Women, you're also the sort of promo girl for Stereoscope magazine.
Yeah.
What is Stereoscope magazine exactly?
Yeah, it's also something that's fairly new. It's a student photography magazine, and we juxtapose special collections photos, since for those of you who do art history, you know our town has a very lush photographic history. So we juxtapose special collections photos with student photography, and we always have a theme, and we do about two issues a year, and then a big exhibition, which we actually have coming up on April 12th. And our theme is the everyday, so it's kind of fun, like finding the fantastical in the everyday.
And do you submit any photos yourself?
You know, I haven't submitted any photos. I'm a little busy, but I don't know where, but I'm a little busy. And but I'm helping with the exhibition, so we're
and
really excited.
When will that be, and where will it be?
It's April 12th. We are still finalizing our venue, but we're thinking it's going to be at the Sailing Club again.
Okay, super.
Which last year was such a success. It was so much fun. I'm clearly a big fan of venues that are off the beaten track, so.
Are quite a lot of people involved with Stereoscope, or is it a relatively small setup?
It's gotten bigger. I think the committee now has about 12 people on it.
Okay.
We've kind of been adding, it's something actually it's very easy to get involved with if you've got an interest and you're committed and dedicated to everything we do. We've added two more people onto the committee this year alone, so.
So people can join if they want to.
Yeah, absolutely. And we love submissions. They're so much fun to get and look through. And this town really has, like, incredible photographers.
A lot of talent around. Yeah. Your next song is No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley. Yeah. Why this song?
Well, this is for Women for Women. It's, I don't know, it's a really good group of girls. And me and the president, Angela Herstick, have, like, really worked hard on it. And I think, one, the song is nice. It's a beautiful song. But also, we've been, like, really supportive. And the group has been really close. So it's kind of, like, comforting. And we had a movie called No Woman, No Cry. So it connects well.
It connects. This is it, No Woman, No Cry. That was No Woman, No Cry, Bob Marley. Nice song.
Yeah.
Perfect for a sunny day like today.
Yeah.
So nice. So apparently you're like a Wonder Bra.
Yeah. So in Women for Women, I'm vice president, and Angela Herstick is president. And when I got the position, I said to her I was going to be the best Wonder Bra she ever had, because I was going to be there to uplift her, support her, and make her look good.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it was
That's
a
really nice.
Moment.
We're going to go back to your roots.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from New York City and a little bit of Martha's Vineyard.
Okay, and do you split your time between them, or?
Yeah, I went to school in New York, but my dad lives in Martha's Vineyard, so I kind of, like, did half and half.
And how was it growing up in Martha's Vineyard in New York?
Very different. Obviously, the city is the city, and the Vineyard is this kind of like close-knit small community that in the summer kind of becomes a city. But yeah, I kind of feel like I got the best of both worlds, so it was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
And 13-year-old Sam Anderson, what was she like?
God, she was a scary girl.
Psycho bitch, or?
I mean, she was, she had purple hair.
Oh, wow. You serious?
She listened to Sid Vicious.
Hey.
She had anarchy written on her Converse.
Have you got photos of this?
No, thankfully I destroyed them all. I mean, they were all lost. In a
Doesn't sound like your typical, like, Lumsden lady.
No, it was an evolution like to become the butterfly I am today. There was a very prickly cocoon.
I was this image of you with purple hair now. I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, no, it was intense. It was intense. And it would, like, fade into different colors. And I thought it was so cool. I was like, yeah.
Was there any really when you came to uni that you sort of toned down? Or?
No, probably when I was, like, in senior year. Okay. I normalized a little bit.
And now you're the girl we know today.
Yes.
What are you doing after uni? Do you have plans?
Yeah, I'm actually going to law school back in the city.
Exciting.
Yeah, I mean, somewhat exciting.
Somewhat exciting. It sounds really intense.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Quite a slog. And is that 2 years or 3 years?
It's 3 years. It's 3 years of hell, apparently. So, but it's good. I mean, I'm really excited about it. I love the school I got into. I'm happy going back home. And I'm doing the type of law that I want to do. So it's...
What law is that?
Intellectual property and art law.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
And will you be missing St. Andrews? Or are you happy to escape?
I've been thinking about this a lot. I'm sure you have too. That it's like a, it's going to be bittersweet. Like I'll be really excited to leave. And then like 3 months later when I'm like, I know, wearing sweatpants in a law library and crying myself to sleep, then I'll probably be a little more like, hey, St. Andrews is really fun.
Just want your bubble back.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Your next song is Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
Again, pretty self-explanatory.
I like it. The last three songs have all been women themed.
Yeah, go women.
Woo! Just falls into things I'm not to say on air. Oops.
Yeah.
That was Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Nice. We now get to the point of the show, which is probably my favourite point of the show, where I ask you these Marcel Proust questions through which we create a portrait of you as a person. Nice.
Use your paintbrush, Picasso.
Just going to paint you red. What do you most admire in a man and in a woman?
Well, as the last couple of songs have shown, in a woman, I like confidence. and in a man, I would say sincerity.
Sincerity.
Yeah.
Confidence. So nothing aesthetics. It's more to do with personality.
I mean, there's obviously some aesthetic decisions in there. I am an art history major, so I would say that. But, I mean, I'll stick with sincerity is more important than...
Sincerity.
...looks, for the most part.
Lies. Just don't believe it. What's your idea of true happiness?
This is an easy one. Being covered by tiny puppies and just being able to play with them for an infinite amount of time.
Being licked and slobbered all over.
I mean, I wouldn't go like there, but definitely before the licking when they're just like cute and like scrambling all over you.
Okay, yeah. That's quite weird. I mean, it's like... It's I mean, it's a nice image if you sat in a pen covered in puppies.
Yeah. I've actually done that, so I know that it's not what you're making it out to be. It's you just sit there and they're all playing and happy and it's like they're all soft.
Manic smile on your face.
Yeah. Maybe I'm slobbering more than them. But
just dribbling everywhere.
Yeah, puppy.
Any particular puppies? Like, would you go for like little chocolate Labradors or?
Well, my sister has a dog that I consider my niece and I will definitely love it more than any child she could ever have. And his name is Eloise and it's a little tiny teacup Pomeranian. So probably like 12 of those, and then maybe some like Labrador puppies, and then maybe some Golden Retrievers.
So you want to mix there?
Yeah, I definitely want to mix it up. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, nice answer.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite color?
Purple.
Purple. Hence purple.
I should
hair.
Say red for Lumsden, but purple.
Do you have a main fault?
I think I do. No one likes to admit it. But I think I am sometimes a little too honest to the point where people maybe don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, as I'm sure many of the people on the committees I work on can attest to. But I always see it as constructive, but I think it may be.
So is that you just saying what you think, or?
Well, just like very honest, but you know, like it's, you know, I feel like sometimes I say things that like other people may be thinking, but other people have the good mind not to say.
But sometimes you need that, right? You need
to have. I think so, but I do think that sometimes I need to watch it.
Some sort of filter.
Yeah, just a little filter.
Just
would
a little
be nice.
Filter.
Yeah.
What do you most appreciate in your friends?
Loyalty, definitely. I think that's a big deal.
Would you consider your lumps and ladies loyal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's very rare in 40 girls. I mean, you would expect much more catfighting than goes on.
Nice.
And I think the loyalty is a big deal. We can definitely trust each other.
Just
and a good
sisterhood.
Sense of humor. Yeah, sisters.
Sisters.
But a good sense of humor is also really important to me.
Loyalty and humor.
Yeah.
Being able to laugh.
Yeah.
And laugh at yourself, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
Constantly.
If not yourself, who would you be?
Okay, I thought about this, and the answer just came to me in a moment of inspiration. Blue Ivy. Her life is so blessed. Like, she's got the coolest parents. I mean, she's just, like, perfect. I want to be Blue Ivy. If I could be reincarnated as Blue Ivy.
Then you'd be a happy girl.
Done, yeah.
Life sorted.
Yeah. And she'd probably get into Lumsden, too, so it'd be like...
Yeah. Do you think?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Is there a stereotype for Lumsden, or is it quite a broad mix of people?
I think it's a pretty broad mix. I think that, especially in my time in it, I've seen, like, a huge spectrum of girls come through. And I think that's something we actually, like, look for to make sure that it's not, like, boring and stagnant.
No.
We always have, like, a nice group.
Keep it healthy and interesting.
Yeah.
Is there, like, what qualities is it that you're looking for most?
I mean, we always say dedicated is a big deal.
Mm.
And dedicated especially to our causes, because obviously when we interview girls, they can't be dedicated to the club yet. They don't know us.
Mm.
But we're interested in if they kind of like have the same values as us, and if they're, you know, if they're interested in charity work, and they'll, you know, really go the extra mile for the things that are important to us.
Yeah.
And I think all the girls do that beautifully. They're just 150% all the time.
They just say great.
I know. They're little angels.
Don't believe it.
When you see at Bob Bell's, they are angels.
Who would be a real life hero for you?
This is serious. It's a man named Robert Whitman. And he worked for the FBI, and he started this art theft team. And I always thought his story was really interesting, because he was kind of just like a, you know, FBI agent. He shouldn't be that interested in like culture or whatever, more about like criminals and kind of a hard guy. But he devoted his life to realizing how important it was for cultural heritage and cultural patrimony to kind of be important and be something that you protect. And that's kind of something that I'm interested in as well. So
a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, a lot of respect.
What do you hate the most?
When people are not punctual to their meetings, you know who I'm talking to right now. If you are not 5 minutes early, you are 5 minutes late.
She's spoken.
You all know who you are. And I also despise seeing first years in the library. I'm not a big library goer, but it makes my life more stressful because all of my friends are stressed about it.
It's true. They just don't need to be there.
They do not.
They need to be, you know.
Go enjoy the sun. It does not count.
They need to enjoy the sun and, like, be producing radio shows.
Yeah.
And
yeah. This is
like
my
Rachel.
PSA to the first.
And last question, what is your present state of mind?
I think I am excited for everything that's coming up. I'm also a little bit anxious and a little bit busy, but it's generally excitement. And then there's a twinge of nostalgia in there, knowing mm-hmm. that this is, like, my last time doing PIMS and my last time doing...
It
all
is, but you're moving on to bigger, more exciting things.
Yeah, or I'll be back here next year, just, you know.
You should. People do that. People are always back here all the time. Like, yeah. Like Sonny Moody. Do you know Sonny Moody? He's always here, which is great.
Yeah.
I quite like it. I might be like that.
Yeah, I mean, you could keep doing a radio show for the rest of your life.
I might. Eternal student. Why? Rachel's like, no. No, you won't. Fine, maybe I won't be.
I'm sensing some tension here.
Just like,
definitely my music.
Claimed, appropriated. We best move on to your next song, Everyday, Buddy Holly.
Yeah, this is in honor of our Stereoscope exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's the everyday theme, and I thought this just perfectly fit.
Nice.
Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, it's a getting faster. Everyone said, go ahead and ask her, love like yours will surely come my way.
Buddy Holly, Every Day. Such a nice song.
Yeah.
It's a really happy song. Puts a smile on your face as if puppies were crawling all over you.
All over.
All over. Licking everything.
No licking. Do you want to talk about that?
No. I just feel like puppies are slobbery.
No, you're thinking of like bulldogs.
Dribbling everywhere. Let's talk about your highlights and lowlights of your time in St. Andrews.
Yeah. Oh gosh, that's so hard. A few
good funny stories from your last 4 years here.
They all involve drinking. So that's, mom, you listening? lowest low light, like funny low light, was probably second year. We had a housewarming party for my new flatmates and I. And one of my flatmates was known for getting belligerently drunk and passed out on her couch. And then the police showed up because there was a little bit of a noise complaint. And they asked for my name. And I saw her on the couch, realized she wouldn't remember anything, and gave them her name.
And the repercussions were?
She didn't find out, and she didn't remember anything, so it worked out pretty well for me.
So that works out fine. There we go. You're just being, you know...
It's like, I just didn't want to go to law school, so I can't have a police record, so...
No, some of my friends got an ASBO last semester for having a house party.
Well... I mean,
that's not fun.
One of my friends did, too. Unbeknownst to her.
So bad. And any particular highlights?
Oh, gosh. Highlights... I don't know, like, I mean, welly ball is always really fun. I feel like every welly ball, I'm just, like, super happy. Every PIMS, I don't know, a lot of the events are just awesome.
Welly ball, PIMS. Yeah. What would you say your favorite events are? Welly ball and PIMS, or?
Well, obviously, PIMS is the best. That's
obviously.
Like, I mean, nobody
that goes without saying.
That, I don't think. I mean, really like welly ball. What else? Okay, I can't even think of them now.
Do you ever go to FS or Don't Walk? Or?
Yeah, Don't Walk was fun this year.
Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot.
I didn't go to FS. Trying to think what else. Stereoscope exhibitions are really fun.
So I hear. And what will you be missing the most about St. Andrews?
It's corny to say, but Lumsden. I'm gonna miss Lumsden. It's been like such a big part of my past 4 years. Like, you know, it just everything has gone into it, and it's.
Is there some sort of like network for like alumni or...
Yeah, we're actually developing one now, which I mean we've kind of had like an informal one. Mm-hmm. And this year our Kumin alumni officer Sarah Clark has been awesome about trying to get something started, and I think we've all kind of known it was a good thing to do, and we've all just kind of done it like word of mouth, and mm-hmm. now we're like getting a little more serious about
yeah getting it done networking. So I suppose now you must have quite a lot of alumni.
Yeah,
it's been what 12 years, so
yeah, we have a pretty good base of them, and they're pretty awesome. Like most of them keep in touch with us and are always willing to help out with like internships and jobs, and it's a really nice thing to have.
That is really nice. And where does Samantha Anderson see herself in 10 years time?
Hopefully being a lawyer. Hopefully at least close to that.
In New York? Or?
In New York. I mean, my dream job would be general counsel with, like, a museum or an auction house or something. But in 10 years, if I'm still working my way up, that's fine, too.
Your next song is I Turn My Camera On by Spoon.
Yeah. Obviously, Stereoscope, this is such good inspiration to start submitting photos for next year. Turn your camera on.
Just makes sense.
I turn my camera on, I cut my fingers on the way, the waves in the way. I turn my feelings on, you made me untouchable for life. Yeah, yeah, and you was a polite.
I Turn My Camera On, Spoon. A very appropriate song for Stereoscope.
So appropriate.
Some would say. I forgot to ask you earlier, what would you consider your best trait to be?
Well, I had to have some help from my Lumsden ladies for this. And Yasmin, thank you so much, said that I'm really good at managing, which I appreciated, obviously, as manager.
It makes sense.
And analytical.
Analytical.
Yeah, because she said I'm good at, like, looking at a problem and
figuring out how to solve it.
Yeah.
That's quite a good thing to have, and it's very appropriate for law as well,
yeah,
I suppose.
Thank God I've got that. Yeah.
Legal mind. Then you're sorted. 10 years' time, you're going to be a high-flying lawyer because you're analytical.
Totally.
And good at managing.
That's all I'm going to need.
And a powerhouse.
Yeah.
And dedicated.
And super powerhouse.
And you have an alter ego called Mandy.
Yeah. She's going to be the better lawyer, really.
She's going to be all over it. Do you have any big regrets about the last 4 years?
I mean, there were some mistakes
in
first
question.
Year that probably would have been better off if they hadn't, you know, because it's first year.
Everyone makes mistakes in first year.
And whatever, but that's, I'm sure everybody can agree with that.
Yeah.
And the only other, like, personal regret would be, like, in second year, I was dating someone in LA, so I kept flying back and forth between here and LA, which was just crazy. Racked up the frequent flyer miles, so that was what I got out of that relationship, which was good. but I probably would have wanted to spend more time here, especially second year when nothing counts.
Yeah, you should be having fun.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. We're going to go on now to your luxury item and your book. So you get the complete works of Shakespeare and the Bible, should you want it.
Don't want the Bible, I'm good with that.
Chucked.
Political.
Shakespeare you get.
Okay. I probably won't read it, but...
Okay, we can chuck that as well.
Pillow.
You can burn it, maybe.
Yeah,
or pillow.
Firewood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like, I don't know... You can scribble on it.
Well, I might get really bored, though, and then I could, like, do a one-man show of Romeo and Juliet.
I can see that. So what would your other book be?
My other book would be 100 Years of Solitude by...
Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Yeah.
Nice. Any particular reason?
It takes 100 years to read, first of all.
It's also so confusing.
I mean, I loved it once I finished it, but it did take a while to get through, so...
Like, understanding those, like, family trees and figuring out who's who. They've all got the same name. It's very confusing.
Yeah, very confusing.
Or very incestuous.
It would be really good if I'm on an island and I've got nothing else to read. I'll, like, totally understand it. It's a great book, so...
Nice.
Yeah, I'll have the time. And maybe, like, all of my modules, so I can catch up on the reading. So for 4 years...
Do you actually know what your degree is about?
Yeah, that'd be good.
And what luxury would you take?
I would love to take the Harry Potter tent because it folds out into, like, a full bedroom with, like, food and cushions. But if, like, we're not in...
We're not really in fantasy land.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a nice
sure.
idea.
Yeah, but if I'm being realistic, definitely Moroccan oil.
Moroccan
it's
oil.
It's just, like, hair treatment that I think could double as a tanning oil. So
if multi-purpose.
I get saved, I'll have beautiful hair and be, like, brown and lovely.
It's like quite an idyllic image, isn't it?
Yeah.
You with like perfect hair and like beautifully tanned on
like
a desert island.
Yeah.
Love the image. Your next song is King Without a Crown by Mattis Yahu.
Happy Passover to all my Jews out there.
The King Without a Crown, Mattis Yahu. Nice track. And just like a little disclaimer, the reason that you've picked
it... I am, in fact, Jewish.
There we go.
Right after I said that, I'm like, oh, great.
No one knows I'm Jewish. This is really awkward. So I'm sending you off, casting your way to your desert island, in the middle of nowhere. God knows where it is. South Pacific or somewhere.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
How do you think you'd cope on a desert island?
I really think I'd be okay.
Yeah.
I'm not even... I have, like, absolute confidence that I would be...
You can cope, like, with solitude?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just start talking to myself much more, and like maybe Mandy will be joined by a few other friends.
Maybe
alter egos.
It'll be maybe like Sam and Mandy. You can have conversations and stuff
all the time. They'll like play chess.
Nice.
Yeah.
And would you create like a Wilson, like a coconut or something?
Yeah, I mean, I really think that I'd go bigger though, and I'd do like a full person. Like I'd do like a tree trunk, then the coconut, then like some palm fronds for like arm wings.
You'd have, like, a whole series of them.
Yeah.
It could be, like, your harem of boyfriends.
Yeah. We'd, like, recreate Jackson 5 with my imaginary.
With your palm trees.
Nobody can hear.
If you could take 3 things onto desert island, what would you take? Anything?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
You know what I want you to say.
I told Will a funny story about Lumsden interviews. And we had one girl who, when asked the question, what would be the 3 things you brought to Desert Island? Disclaimer, she did not get into the club. She answered, I'd bring a golf cart, a shotgun, and a slave. And while our jaws were on the floor, somebody managed to say, can you explain that? She said, well, I'd ride around in the golf cart holding my shotgun, chasing the slave around to make sure he built shelter, got me food, got me water. And that is smart, but very wrong. So, needless to say, she is not joining us in the club. This is also years ago. So,
so it's fine, it's fine.
She's probably, like, working somewhere. Or in prison.
Racist. Your final song is New York Girls by the Mooney Suzuki. I've never heard this, so I'm quite curious to hear it.
So good.
Why did you choose this song?
Because I'm a New York girl, and it's like the anthem of New York girls, I think.
Here we go. Such a feisty song. This brings us to the end of the show, but before we go, if you had to choose one of those 8 tracks, what would it be?
I think Sisters Doing It For Themselves, definitely. If I'm stuck on this island and I've got to, like, make a shelter, I'm gonna need some pep talking.
Keeps you going.
Yeah.
This is it. This is the end of the show. Sam, thank you ever so much for coming on the show.
Thank you guys so much. It's been great.
It's been
so
a
much
pleasure
fun.
Having you. Thank you to Rachel for producing, as ever. Wonderful job. Next week, we've got Alistair Moffat, the Rector, on, so that's gonna be super fun. Can't wait. And really, and that's it. Bye, guys.